Butt plugs, huge.
They're having a moment.
They really are.
They are having a moment.
Delving into toys really opened things up for us in the sense of communication and trust.
Kiki saying toys helped me figure out how to orgasm and squirt. Now they help me to explore my kinks and get more pleasure out of sex.
But it was such a key, like a pivotal moment of me figuring out like orgasms and what I liked before I even had sex.
Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen and I think I'm going to rebrand over summer.
Okay. What are you thinking? What do you mean rebrand?
Have you heard of Gorpcore?
No, what's that?
It's kind of like hiking, futuristic, techie, nature-y. It's like a fashion aesthetic.
So basically me.
Well, you don't really give like hiker aesthetic.
No, but I'm literally a hiker and nature and...
I'm not trying to take away your brand. I'm just saying I might dabble and try some hiking aesthetic.
Without actually being a hiker?
No, I'll go on the hikes.
Us hikers, we hate that.
Yeah, I know. No, I'll go walk. Like, I'll probably hate every minute of it, but I'll walk around. I'll do a bushwalk and I'll be wearing my, like, bike shorts and my cool, like, you know, like, trainers.
So you're gonna stop being goth girl and, like, mask aesthetic, band t-shirt.
The problem with me is that
I'm going to go hiker girly.
I'm going to try it out. The problem with me is that I have too many aesthetics that I like. Because, like, right now I'm kind of, like, preppy, you know, like... I got like a preppy kind of vibe sometimes and then I have like my kind of like more grungy and then I'm like, I kind of like boho too sometimes and like Western aesthetic.
Yeah, you do dabble.
I have way too many aesthetics. So it's confusing.
So now you're adding a hiker girl to your aesthetic list.
Why not?
Well, hi, I'm Dee Salmon and I'm going to rebrand as goth girl.
Remember the time that we did the episode on Dom sub dynamics?
And I fully went Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that more.
It was crazy how good it looked on you.
I know. I did wear a leather jacket, a full long to the floor leather jacket last night. And it really brought something out of me.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's why it's fun to try on these new hats and find new facets of your personality. Hey, maybe I won't be into hiking, but you know, at least I gave it a go and I found something along the way. It's not about the destination. it's about the hike along the way. That's what they say, don't they?
Famously.
Anyway,
sorry, this isn't a fashion podcast.
No.
No, we are The Hookup. We talk about love, sex, dating and relationships. And I feel like we haven't spoken about sex toys in years, right? Like I think it's been, I don't even remember the last time we had.
I'm going to say at least 2 to 3 years since we've touched on this. So we thought it's about time to get back into it because you may have noticed sex toys are everywhere. Literally in your feed, you'll be scrolling and there'll be like a sponsored ad from a wellness company that's like, hey, by the way, we do sexual products now.
Or celebrities like Harry Styles.
Content creators in Australia. Vibrator. They're everywhere.
Yeah. So we wanted to hear from you and do a bit of a sex toy check-in, right? Like figure out how you feel about them firstly. Are you using them? What are you using? What are the most popular ones? Are they working? What's your favorite? What's overhyped?
And we wanted to know, you know, are guys using toys? Is it something that you're incorporating with partners? How do you feel about it if you're someone bringing a sex toy in or vice versa? Do you feel weird or do you feel like it's enhancing your sex life? Plus, obviously, we want to talk about that kind of popularity of sex toys and products in the space right now because sexual wellness is definitely trending.
It's a billion-dollar industry. Yeah. It's so huge.
As you said, there's celebrities jumping on it. Content creators from Australia are too. So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. So if you're not already following us on Instagram, at @JJTheHookup is where you can find us. And we put up polls every week asking you to join into the conversation and the topic. We asked this week, have toys helped you discover your sexual pleasure, wants, and needs? 90% of you said yes. So this is great.
That's
like a lot of you are using it and getting a lot of pleasure out of it and discovering things about yourself.
I feel like it is one of those gateways into sex, right? Well,
I mean,
for me, it definitely was.
Now, maybe because like it's so easy to buy one.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe when I was first figuring things out, it was like couldn't even buy a vibrator. You'd be using like a toothbrush, like an electric toothbrush.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
I was. Yeah. I reckon I was like 17, maybe 18. I think I bought one before I had sex, and it was, this is so classic around how like taboo it was. It looked like a lipstick. It was from a sex shop.
Yeah.
And it was like in the shape and the casing of like you would buy a lipstick, and then you took the lid off and then it was an actual lipstick, like a plastic lipstick.
Amazing.
And then you press the button on the bottom. And it vibrated. And I just so like had that in my bag all the time.
Yeah.
But it was such a key, like a pivotal moment of me figuring out like orgasms and what I liked before I even had sex properly.
Yeah, me too. I had like a massager or something that I remember like one of my parents bought. And I was literally like, I'll be taking that. And I remember being like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Life changing.
By the way though, we're not only just going to be talking about vibrators in this, right? I mean, like, that's funny because, like, our immediate thought when we go, how are you using sex toys? You and I went, vibrator.
Yeah.
But there are so many different types, right? So we could talk about clit suckers, dildos, prostate massages.
Yeah. If you haven't really ventured into the world of sex toys before, you are going to, by the end of this episode, have a whole list of toys that you might have never heard of before and potentially want to try.
Yeah. We had a bunch of different DMs and voice memos from you because we asked you about like your favorite toys and what you're using. Like I said, a couple of those. Fleshlight came up a bit as well. Strap-ons as well.
Butt plugs, huge. They're having a moment.
They really are.
They are having a moment.
Speaking of, we got this one from George talking about it.
I'm a gay man. And my partner and I love to use toys in the bedroom. We use cock rings, butt plugs, and dildos. Double penetrating my partner is one of my favorite things. Of course, another guy is ideal, but a dildo or a vibrator is still lots of fun.
Okay. Visually, double penetrating.
My brain just went.
Two guys.
Because he said double penetration, and then he said, but sometimes with another guy is ideal.
Yeah.
So that means you're double penetrating without a partner.
So I think they've got like maybe dildo suction things on a wall, and then that's entering the ass, and then the guy's sucking somebody off, or 2 Ds in one.
Yeah, I had to think about that. I was trying to do the maths.
That makes sense. That's what it was.
Yeah, babe, you're quick.
Yeah.
You're quick. You're like, I can see it.
I can see it. I can visualize it. Speaking of, like, as you said, butt plugs having a real moment, Scott sent us a DM saying, my partner convinced me to use her butt plug and now we have a strap-on on order to try pegging.
Speaking of strap-ons, we had a few of you in the DMs as well, people who are having sex with people with vulvas using strap-ons as well.
Yeah, huge thing.
Speaking of double penetration as well, double-ended dildos.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge one as well.
We also got this DM from Nate saying, I bought an anal vibrator prostate massager after reading about P-spot orgasms. A prostate orgasm is the closest I've felt to what a woman describes their orgasm is. It was awesome.
If you are listening to this or watching and you have never heard of the P-spot orgasm, we did a whole episode on it and pretty much like Nate said, so many of you were like, this has changed my fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what an orgasm was until I experienced that. So yeah, make sure you listen to that app.
Yeah. We also got this voice memo from Sean talking about discovering their kinks and their pleasure through toys.
I'm very kinky and adding toys adds a layer of kink, which makes things so much more fun. Bondage is fun. Gags are fun. And toys just make things better.
Like we said before, my brain automatically goes to like toys specifically just being vibrators or like
insertables,
butt plugs or dildos.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
But when we were getting the DMs from you, I was like, wow, okay. Toys are basically props as well, right? Like they're just not what I automatically assume when I hear the word. Ropes, it's like chastity cages, floggers, paddles. Gags, harnesses.
Yeah, all of that.
All of those things are considered toys as well.
Yeah, we had heaps of DMs from people. Georgia loving the ropes. B saying everything and anything safe, whip collars, ropes, insertables. Liam saying blindfold and handcuffs are a great combo. And Shane saying the best sex of my life using a blindfold and handcuffs. Maybe an ice cube too. I wouldn't class ice cube as toy, but the combo.
No, but I like that combo.
Love it.
I feel like if you walk into a sex shop, it's basically anything that's in that shop.
Yeah, I would
That's
agree.
That's a great definition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. So we heard from you about how toys are helping you in the bedroom. So obviously 90% of you said that it's helping you find pleasure.
Your wants, your needs.
Yeah. And we wanted to get like a bit more like detail and description of how it's doing that for you. So Kiki saying toys helped me figure out how to orgasm and squirt. Now they help me to explore my kinks and get more pleasure out of sex.
G saying using a vibrator helped me to have my first orgasm. I have vaginismus and it really helps. Yeah, this was huge in the DMs that we got from you. A lot of you saying that if it's like vaginismus or maybe pain with sex, or maybe you're on medication, you're on antidepressants, vibrators are life-changing. If you are someone who struggles to feel things or, you know, experience orgasm during penetration or any other kind of sexual activity with another person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toys are the thing that is helping you get there.
I feel like it doesn't even need to be a vibrator sometimes. There have been times, though, where people have said to us in the DMs for this topic that they were like, eh, toys aren't really my thing. They haven't really quite worked in the same way for me. This is what Jamie sent us.
I've never really been a fan of toys. I have tried some, but they never appealed to me. Using them felt more like work than pleasure. I definitely feel that physical intimacy is more meaningful and enjoyable when it's based on direct connection rather than involving toys.
I can understand that. I mean, I'm not sure if I relate because I'm quite like a lot of people here where they're like, I figured out my first sexual experience or climax through a toy, but I've never felt like it diminishes a romantic connection, but I can totally understand how that would feel.
Yeah. And I guess there was 10% of you, right, who said that you don't feel like sex toys have enhanced your pleasure or helped you discover your wants and needs. It is basically just because sex means something different to you. Maybe sex isn't about trying to have the best orgasm or to feel like the most pleasure. It's about having that like proper, just romantic connection with someone without any whips and chains involved.
Maybe it can feel kind of clinical for people and like bringing something in like a vibrator or gag or handcuff. It's just a little, I don't know, like, yeah, impersonal or naff or like, I don't know, uncomfortable.
Yeah. It might feel like you're, you know, in the middle of a porn set. If you haven't, if it's just like all of a sudden whipped out and you're like, wait.
You're like, who brought the flogger? Like, what the fuck? Like, I thought we were connecting.
Well, I think as well, a lot of these are like one size fits all because Isaac sent us a DM and said, have tried two different types of fleshlights. And while I am by no means big, they were tight and hurt. And I know this as well with previous partners, like cock rings have fucking hurt them. Like they're too tight and it's not stretchy enough, and then it actually ends up being quite uncomfortable, the sex that you're having.
Yeah, it does take a bit of trial and error, and yeah, things aren't just going to work for everybody at once. So the 10%, it does make sense. We did ask you as well, talking about like when you've brought toys into like a casual hookup as well, in terms of like a one night stand, someone you're just sleeping with randomly. And quite a few of you came back and said that you do this and you really like it. Bella said, I've used toys with guys during hookups, no complaints so far. M saying, I love sex toys, but I did have a one night stand with someone who brought them out and we did use it, but I'm kind of icked out if toys are being shared with past or future partners.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
If I went to someone's place and then they brought out a toy to use on me, it depends on the toy. If it was a dildo, like an insertable thing, I'm like, probably not. Probably don't need to do that. But if
so it's, even if it's washed, cleaned, and they're like, I soaped this, it's, I like promise you, it's like,
yeah, I don't know if I want to put it inside my body at that point. But if it's something external, like let's say it's like a harness, some handcuffs, even like maybe a bullet vibrator, I'm like, if it's been cleaned, I guess. You know when you're in the moment though and you're just like really down bad for somebody and sometimes like your logical brain is just like, I don't care, I literally just want to do anything with you. Maybe that would take over at that point and I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah, I feel like some people would find it really hot, but then there would be like a whole bunch of other people who don't like thinking in the moment that the person they're sleeping with or the people they're sleeping with have slept with other people.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like whipping out this like huge toy or dildo or whatever it is, your brain goes like, oh, you've used it. Like,
yeah.
You're not whipping it out of the packaging.
Yeah. And something about the size as well. I feel like if someone just brought out like a massive, you know, like the two-handed
it's
wands.
It's intimidating.
I'd be like, whoa.
Like who have you done this with? And you automatically just think about all the sex that they've had with other people.
Yeah.
Which could be hot for someone.
Totally.
But some people would be like.
A little bit off-putting for sure. I mean, I've even dated people where they actually asked me, not even like in a nice way, they were basically like, get rid of all your like anything sex related with your past partners. I don't want to see it. So it was like harnesses.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had like a bunch of cool leather harnesses that I would almost wear as like a fashion thing, but like they kind of crossed over into like intimacy. I had to get rid of them because they were uncomfortable with it. And I just remember at the time being like, this sucks. And also, what a waste of money. Like, these were also such nice pieces.
That was your ex-partner. That was a bit.
It was not a great, not a great relationship. Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
I feel like that borderlines.
In the context of everything that happened, absolutely, that was not okay. And I felt like that, that was a good indicator of like, something's not right here.
Yeah.
I've also, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but I swear I've heard this. Maybe it's my chronic onlineness. Or maybe I've met somebody before, but I swear to God, someone I've met or heard online has talked about sharing toys with housemates.
Babe, that was us. Remember? We had that caller who said that they used their housemate's fleshlight. They found
their
fleshlight from their housemate and they cleaned it in the shower and they used it.
Well, there was that. But I actually feel like this one I was thinking about more of like girl housemates and a vibrator and like, sharing a vibrator. And I was like, I probably wouldn't do that. Not to yuck anyone's yum if you do that, but
it's really tricky. It's a real like mind fuck because you think like it's cleaned, who cares? But then a part of you just goes, personal. This feels really personal.
Yeah. I think to go back to the original question, if someone brought out a toy and was like, hey, this is my toy that I have. And I'm like, you're probably using it with other people. I probably would be a bit icked out as well. I'd rather just bring my own.
I feel like a lot of people do if you are hooking up casually or you're like, having one night stands. I feel like a lot of people do just bring their own vibrators.
Yeah, like straight up, if you have a vulva, like tell me right now you like...
Don't have one in your bag.
You just carry a little bullet in your bag.
A couple of months ago...
What?
I picked up my bag from the airport and the whole bag was vibrating. I was mortified.
What, like a carry-on or checked bag?
Checked bag.
Shut the fuck up.
Literally.
It was vibrating.
Yes. Real loudly.
Did people notice?
I was so mortified.
Did you open up the bag and turn it off?
Yes, I had to in front of everyone.
You didn't tell me about this.
I can't believe I didn't tell you.
Was this in Thailand?
This was coming back from Sydney or something random.
Oh, that's fucked.
It was one of like just a short trip.
That's
crazy.
So bad.
So bad. Because I...
tell me.
I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
This is crazy. Okay, take it from the top. Yeah.
Well, I am a vibrator at all times, girly. Not at all times, but I mean like it needs to be with me.
Yeah, of course.
Because when the moment calls, it calls.
Yeah.
So I did a trip, I think it was Sydney or somewhere. I was on some panel. Anyway, picking up my bag and like I just, the closer I get to it, I just hear this and I was like, no.
And you were like, you knew it was you immediately.
I grabbed my bag off the carousel, quickly like dragged it to a corner where like there wasn't a lot of people around, but I was like mortified. I did feel like people heard. And then I just like quickly like went into my bag and turned it off. But I was like,
wow,
really out of breath. I was like stressed.
Is this like a big piece of equipment?
No, it's
just really powerful.
It's really powerful. It was new and it was like one of those
fully charged.
It's like an insertable, fully charged, vibrating like dildo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So yeah, that was a real moment.
Wow.
I know.
The dangers of bringing a vibe wherever you go. Jesus Christ.
But we be doing it.
Honestly.
And like I said, like if you are someone who maybe has pain with sex or you are on medication, like vibrator is essential, so you will have it, especially if you are in a long-term relationship and that might be a part of, you know, your routine.
Yeah, your play.
Your play.
Well, we actually did ask you about that because we wanted to know, are you bringing them into your relationships? Is it like a regular thing in your routine? We asked, do you use a toy with your partner? Do you use a toy with your partner? 18% of you said all the time. 51% of you said sometimes, 16% of you said rarely, and 14% says never.
What do you think?
I'm in the sometimes, but almost like almost all the time, but not every time.
We needed to do, this is the annoying thing about Instagram polls, you only can do four options, but I think we needed a most of the time. We needed something in between all the time and sometimes.
You're right.
I would be in the most of the time category.
Yeah, that's my bad. I wrote this. But it's only four options.
There's only four options.
What can I do?
But I like that. That's a good start.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm going to guess it's like
most of the time, really.
And then we asked a follow-up as well. How does your partner bring a sex toy into the bedroom make you feel? 68% of you said, love it. 26% said, it's okay. And 5% said, not a fan.
Interesting.
Which is good stats, I think.
Yeah.
I'm happy about
it's
that.
It's okay is interesting.
I think you'd think the it's okay would be a little lower. Just because I feel like toys are so normalized.
Maybe, but also we need to remember that we're, I was about to say that,
yeah.
We are in a sex podcast bubble.
Yes.
So, the things that we think are normalized aren't.
That's true.
But like speaking of, we do know from the DMs that we got from you that it is something that can be quite an awkward thing to bring in to a relationship or a person that you're sleeping with.
Yeah.
Because if it's not something that you've done before, there is a lot of feelings that some people might feel around being like inadequate or feeling like if you're having sex with someone and then you bring out a toy, sometimes that can be interpreted as like, oh, so you think I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Like what I'm doing isn't hitting the spot in the way that you think this toy will hit the spot.
Yeah. And then you can get into your own head about it too, being like, fuck, I know that maybe I can only climax through a toy or a use of a toy. And then you start to feel embarrassed or awkward and you're just like, oh, no, what are they thinking? And now I kind of feel inferior and like maybe I'm the odd one out in society. Like why can't I just
come?
Yeah,
why can't I just come naturally?
Acoustically
like
or with a partner.
People are doing in porn.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, we had quite a few DMs talking about this. Like, yeah, the awkward at first kind of moment. And this is what Georgia had to say.
My partner kept suggesting it as it was something that he wanted to try. And yeah, I was really awkward at first. I felt like, you know, just worried about, you know, looking silly or seeming strange if I liked something or if, you know, anything. It was just about insecurities, I guess. And I think just growing up, you know, things were never discussed or it was really taboo. And also, I think I felt kind of, I hate to say, but like dirty using toys or like not ladylike, which is just, yeah, really just not cool. But yeah, since embracing it more and wanting to try new things with my partner, it's really opened up like a new world of intimacy with us.
Can I also say, I feel like I interpret what Georgia just said as like, it could be a vibrator, but it could be other things. Because the way she was like, you might feel like you look silly because I can imagine someone being like, hey, I really like being handcuffed or I really like a flogger. Like there is kind of like a porny, like kind of cringe element in some ways for some people when they see that they're like, oh, that's so stereotypical. And so, yeah, I can understand that maybe that's all sorts of toys that George is talking about there.
Yeah. And if it's not who you are, maybe outside, which we talk about so much on this show, it's like
totally
your personality outside of the bedroom sometimes is so different to like what you're into in the bedroom. And so you're just like the awkward transition of like,
how do I be the freak in the
sheet? How do I be ladylike like spring dress on and then asked to be like fully smacked with
like
the paddle
humiliated
and tied up with ropes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had this DM as well from Kai saying, it's awkward to figure out at first, but I love it because it makes my partner climax. I think it totally makes sense that Kai and a lot of other guys might find it really awkward to use a vibrator at first, because if you are having sex with a woman or someone with a vulva, like you just don't have practice of where to use it and how to use it. There are some people who want it like directly on them at all times and don't move it, but then it's like too powerful if it's right on the clit. So you kind of need to be like to the right or to the left of it.
It's something that you can really feel when you're doing it yourself, right? Because you're feeling the pleasure and you're feeling what's happening. So you can like move.
Yeah.
Like you'd be like here, there, blah, 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 and just like play around and then off we go.
Yeah.
But it's really hard when someone else is using it on you.
Yeah.
You almost want to just take it and be like, do something else.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, you can't feel what I'm feeling.
I don't know.
I'm right pussied. You're my left pussied and like stuff like that.
Give me the controller.
Yeah, give me the controller. So totally understand that. But look, a lot of you were saying that like overall using a toy with your partner, as we said, like you use it most often than not, and you're having a good time with it, like 68% of you. And this is coming through in the DMs a lot, like Claire saying, my partner hadn't used sex toys before, but I got him to try blindfolds, handcuffs, whips, etc., and he loves it when I pull them out every now and then. We also got this voice memo from Britt, who's in a long distance relationship with her partner, and she suggested that they bring in a toy while they were having a date, having a few drinks, and this is how it went.
We have sex and he uses a vibrator on me for the first time, and it was mind-blowing. I've never had an orgasm like that in my life. He was super turned on that I was really turned on. I obviously felt unbelievable. It was just a great experience all around. We're definitely going to do that again.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think as well in long-term relationships, it's like, think about how much fun that Brittany just had with her partner with a vibrator. And it's like, if you are planning to be with this person or people for like long-term, for years to come, and I'm like, this is what you just started with. Like, think about how much you're going to learn together and explore together and find pleasure together, because like the list of toys out there, like we've been saying, is endless.
Yeah, they're dropping new stuff.
There's so much to discover in your relationship and in yourselves.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because we had a voice memo from Mel kind of talking about that, like exploring stuff together, enhancing the sex life, and overall that actually impacting in a great way on their relationship.
Delving into toys really opened things up for us in the sense of communication and trust. And I just feel like because we're so comfortable in the bedroom, we're just so comfy in other areas.
I think there's a lot to be said about that. Like, yeah, having like a really great same wavelength of kink or sexual pleasure and discovery, and that translating outside. But also what she was saying about having the trust. Because I think there are certain toys that you do need to have like really good comms and really good communication, like whether it's like a choker, like whipping someone when it involves pain or humiliation, anything that like kink-wise you're into, you need to be like so, so good at that. And it's kind of nice to hear her saying, you know, it really has enhanced like our communication and our trust with each other.
That's such a great point.
Yeah.
It's true. We haven't even acknowledged that like with toys comes a lot of responsibility.
And consent. Yeah, definitely. All right, so bringing it back to partnered sex and whether it's enhancing it, obviously a lot of people said, yes, it's great. They're loving it. There was a small amount of you that said, not so into it. And there's been a couple of negative experiences, which we're going to look at right now. One of the things that really came out to us in the DMs a lot was personal insecurity about using a toy. And we kind of touched on that before about like not being able to climax without it and feeling some kind of shame around that. And feeling awkward about how that works with a partner when you're having like consistent sex in like a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And this is something that Sarah talked to us about.
He is really super supportive about it every time that I've mentioned it. But I've found the only thing that's stopping me is me. Like I actually feel awkward about it. And I don't really know why. I think I get too much into my own head about it, thinking that it would make him feel bad. But he has been nothing but supportive of the idea. And I don't know. I just can't. I can't get my head around it.
It's really tricky. And we are going to do a chat with an expert around how to navigate some of those feelings that might be happening, maybe some of that awkwardness, that insecurity, and how to have these convos with your partner. And people as well who are worried, like Pip said, around only being able to finish like or experience pleasure with a vibrator or with a toy. And then thinking about like, fuck, how is this going to impact how my partner feels or our relationship? Because like we got this DM from Claudia who said, I can only finish with a vibe, which definitely makes me insecure. My boyfriend is so cool about it, but I have defs had numerous conversations with him about making sure he genuinely is 100% cool with that, because I feel guilty that it takes me a vibe to finish and not just him.
Yeah, this is something that came through a lot in the DMs when we were doing this, you know, and you're not alone in thinking that maybe you are over-reliant or you're worried about the fact that you can only climax with a toy. Ali saying, when I use toys regularly, it makes it so much harder to come without one. And Millie saying, I hate that I can only climax with a sex toy. We actually put a poll up to ask you about this because we were curious. We asked, can you only climax with a toy? 24% of you said yes, 76% said no. I personally am kind of surprised by this.
What did you think?
I thought that more people would be only able to climax with a toy. I thought there would be.
But we've got all genders, remember? Are you thinking through like the vulva lens?
Yes, I am. I'll see myself out.
The doll's that way.
Oh, all right, you're right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have.
A lot of people with penises are coming without a toy.
Maybe that's my bad. I should have written people with vulvas.
Yeah, we could redo that poll.
I think if we redid it, I think the stats would be really different.
I agree.
I feel like just anecdotally,
yeah,
and from our DMs,
yeah,
and having a lived experience as a woman, I'm like, I know a lot of people who can only do it.
Oh God, yeah.
Like, and it's totally normal. Like, it's totally normal. Yeah. Like we were saying before, chronic pain,
meds,
disability, whatever you're living with, like that can really impact it. And toys are designed to help you come.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shame around it, which is really upsetting.
Yeah. I think people think that there's something wrong with them, right? Like Holly said, kind of wish I never used toys because now I can only come with a vibrator. And we also got this voice memo from Yana.
I have historically struggled with orgasming without using a toy. My partner is so supportive of having toys in the bedroom, so it's not a problem at all in that respect. And we pull them out and have a good time. I think there's just kind of this like feeling as a woman that I can't achieve that and like by myself. And he is so good and like will love going down on me. But I just, he's like, give me instruction. Like, what do you want? I'm like, well, it all feels good, but I don't know. And it just leaves me feeling a bit inferior in that I don't know how to achieve that for myself.
There's something about it that makes you feel exactly that. Like you feel like not a woman or something.
It's also just really awkward when someone is trying really hard to make you feel good and they're putting in so much effort and their face is all excited and they're like looking up at you like, do you like this? And you just like, it's just sad. Like you don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah. And then you get into your own head, especially if somebody's, let's say, giving you head for a really long time and you're like, oh my God, it's literally not you.
Yeah.
Like there's just some kind of complex or puzzle to me that isn't going to respond to that, even if I am in love with you or even if I feel really aroused by you. Like just sometimes it just, you don't get there for that reason and whatever. It's so weird. Actually, just even talking about this, I've just remembered a memory of like somebody I remember I was seeing like a long time ago. And I remember we were talking about like our sexual history and past and like partners and stuff like that. And I remember this like throwaway comment that this guy made and it was like, basically putting down women who couldn't orgasm without any assistance.
No.
And it really affected me actually, like for a very long time. I just totally remembered that then. I completely forgot about
it. How did he say it?
It was kind of like a context of like, when did you first have your first orgasm? And I'm like, I didn't really want to like say like through a toy because I was just, I don't know, I was like a bit ashamed about it. And I remember him mentioning, he was like, kind of like, I love it when a woman can like come with just like fingers or like from partnered play and stuff like that instead of having to use a toy or like kind of just putting down women who couldn't come at all as well. And I was just like, at the time I remember being like really like, oh, that makes me feel ashamed and like weird.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think it's like you take one person to say something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And then that completely warps the rest. It takes a long time to unlearn that and it warps the rest of the sex that you have with other people.
Exactly.
And then like you tell your friends and I don't know, it's like anecdotally, like you hear a story like that from one person and then you automatically think like, fuck everyone that I sleep with now. And like,
yeah,
I think that's where the anxiety comes for a lot of people with vulvas.
Yeah. And the classic thing of like, everyone's having better sex than I am, which is like a classic human condition. But as soon as you have, that bad experience combined with maybe your friends at a sleepover or whatever, and they're literally like, oh my God, like I found out this new thing. Like, oh my God, I found this out about myself. And you're literally like, fuck, like I feel anxious about that. And I feel stressed about it.
Well, it's also, we don't often see sex toys used in porn. Like you're not seeing, if we think about mainstream porn, which is a lot of people's sex education, like we are not seeing a vibrator in the room. It's like they can come straight away, they can have sex straight away, penetration's easy, squirting, blah, blah, blah.
I will say I think that's the case for like
hetero.
You know, like hetero, like high value, like Brazzers Productions kind of thing. I think if you go into like community and like whatever, if you're searching for it, like, yes, you'll find it. And like, there are like a lot of toy uses. But yeah, like stereotypically and historically, like that's definitely the case. And I think what was coming through in these DMs as well, where like so many people with vulvas and women were saying, you know, my boyfriend, my partner, they're amazing and I'm like obsessed with them and they're doing such a good job, but I just can't like let go of this like shame and anxiety. And it's interesting because it was just like again and again being like, they're doing everything right. I'm struggling with this myself. We got this really great DM from Sarah that I want to read out as well, which I think hits the nail on the head in terms of like the internal shame. She says, I think there's a lot of shame that comes up around the toys in heterosexual relationships, even when it's joked about. Like for me, it's not that my partner's totally against them, but there's always this little undertone, especially because I can't really climax with him without one. And then it becomes this weird cycle where I feel shame for needing them and he somehow feels like he's not enough. It's not a big thing, he says outright, but I feel it in the jokes or the energy after. So we're both kind of missing the point of why they're there in the first place. It's not about replacing anyone. It's about both people actually feeling good. But yeah, there's definitely some ego and insecurity tied up in it, and it really makes it hard to talk about.
I feel like Sarah absolutely nailed that. And that's what we will get an expert to weigh in on, because it is really hard to unpack a lot of that. And I feel like what you said, like it is very tied to this weird hetero narrative and dynamic that like I don't think is happening in queer and diverse sex. Like strap-ons, dildos, vibrators, like it's just, this is just so normal. Yeah. Like it's so normalized. I think it'll be great if we can chat to someone who works in this space and just be like, how can we change this?
Yeah. It's interesting. We had a few people as well saying like it wasn't just like an internalized embarrassment or shame about like not being able to climax without a vibrator, but like, you know, kind of what Sarah was hinting at. Some guys do feel a little bit weird about it as well. G here saying, I love them, but my partner gets jealous and it makes him feel inadequate. But as many DMs as they were for that, there was maybe like two or three fold of guys messaging us and saying such complimentary great things about using toys in the bedroom. For example, Jake, cooperation, not competition. Ben, female orgasm cheat code fellas. And Jordan saying they're a teammate.
That's what I mean. Like, I think it's like your experience. It's like that one person that changes how people feel about it. When I think most guys out there or most people are just like excited by seeing someone getting off. It's like, why wouldn't you want to see someone having the best fucking time of their life? Yeah. And knowing that like, yes, you might have had a vibrator or a toy to help facilitate that, but like you're still a part of that. You know what I mean?
You're in everything in the lead up. Yeah. Like, as you kind of said, like...
We're like, you could be using the toy on them.
Exactly. Is the orgasm the destination or is it about the journey? And it's kind of like you are doing all these things in between. Like, we had heaps of DMs of people being like, my boyfriend loves to use it on me and he'll be like playing with my boobs and like heaps of foreplay and like penetration. And then it's like, cool, okay, I'm ready to like bring the toy in and it's like no big deal. And I think that's like a fun, spicy way to have sex. It's great.
And going back to... the buying of it all. Mm. It's really interesting. And this stat quite shocked me. Men are currently purchasing more sex toys than women, both for themselves and for their partner. In fact, 47% of sex toys purchased by men are for female pleasure.
Interesting.
Isn't that wild?
I think it's all because of like the taboo breaking, the realizing
it's all because of Harry Styles.
Now, look, we don't want to attribute too much to him.
No. But it is. It is normalized so much now.
Yeah, I think like my example of that bad experience, like that was more than 10 years ago now. Yeah. But I think guys now are like, they're way more like the guys like Jake and Ben and Jordan. They're like, it's a teammate. It's like it's a team player situation. It's not you versus the clanker. Like, I mean, this is the one time that I enjoy the clanker being involved in my life. And my robot vacuum, shout out. I love that bitch. You know when you like leave your house, you're like, time to put that clanker to work in the bedroom as well.
No, I'm like, this is a whole other conversation about your fucking robot vacuum. I do not understand them.
But otherwise, AI and clankers have no place in my life. Except everything when it's a vibrator. That you
touch is technology.
But it's, yeah, no, 47% of toys purchased by men for female pleasure. So guys are out there getting their things and might not be vibrators, it could be other things. I think that's really cool. That's a nice stat.
We have spoken about it quite a bit on this app, but there has been an absolute explosion in popularity in the sex wellness space, in the sex toy space, sex-related products.
Mm.
And I don't think it is just us being in our bubble.
No.
I am seeing it everywhere. Like I think we've been saying, so many celebrities, right? It has become a move. It's like before it was like perfumes.
No, it totally. It's the new venture. So like I feel like every second celebrity is joining these ranks and bringing out their own products. Harry Styles being like, I feel like the latest one where he had a double-sided vibrator.
Sold out, by the way.
Sold out. We went and checked it out just to see how much it was. It's about $100 Australian, which I feel like is not too bad in terms of price. But, you know, a bunch of Aussie content creators as well are getting into the space. And even like fashion websites that I've been scrolling, I'm like, they sell vibrators now? Like, you guys fucking sell clothes.
It's like, do you want your fries? What? Fries with a side of vibrator?
Put the vibrator in the bag, bro.
They are everywhere. They are everywhere. And it's so fascinating because on the one hand, it's incredible to see something so normalized, right? Mm. And something so sex positive. But then on the other hand, there's like the capitalist side of it all where you are seeing people selling sex toys for like $180.
Mm.
And it just feels like maybe it is people just jumping on this trend to try and make some money. And another part that I kind of have an issue with is that like it is only one type of sex toy and it's the pretty pink girly vibrator.
So you kind of like think it's a bit like pink washing because it's jumping on a trend. They're clearly getting money off it and they're kind of potentially dressing it up as like empowerment and like female pleasure, which is awesome and we love. But at the same time, it's like, do we really need to be sinking like over $200 into like a celebrity vibrator right now? Like, you know, is that kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah. And also like, let's normalize pleasure, sex toys and pleasure for everyone.
Yeah, because they're not really hitting diversity on
that.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's just like one very particular type of sex toy that is getting marketed by all these celebrities and content creators.
I feel like it's a really hard line to draw because I'm with you. I'm like, this is great. This is normalizing and breaking taboo. But then, yeah, when you get into the capitalism of it all, the environmental cost, it's like a bunch of like silicon that's being made that can't really break down, plastics, motors. We've done stories on The Hookup where it's like, how do you properly recycle a sex toy when it dies? It's really tricky.
Yeah, and we've heard from a lot of our male listeners before that there is a bit of shame around using sex toys because it isn't really something that's marketed to them. I think that's interesting. It's like, okay, so Harry Styles brings out a double-sided vibrator that's pink and purple and is very clearly used for vulvas, but it's like, why are there no celebrities marketing fleshlights for penises?
Laughed because I'm like, their whole brand would just tank
that's what I'm trying to say.
Because to associate a sex toy with a man, it's like you're a creep, like you're actually disgusting. Whereas with a woman, it's beautiful, it's empowering, it's female pleasure. And so the brand for that, a man would never ever do that. But it's like, if we're really trying to like normalize sexual like pleasure and desire, then we should be like, everybody deserves it and everyone deserves a fair go at it.
So I'm like, it is breaking taboo, but it's only breaking one specific area of taboo.
Yeah. Well, we asked for your thoughts on this. You know, at Triple J The Hookup, you DM'd us. Jared said celebrities getting into sex toys is fine, but in my opinion, they should leave it to the expert and the passionates. Kim saying, I love trying all different toys and brands, but celeb toys are overpriced. I will say, I don't think you have to spend big to have a good toy. And, you know, so many people back this up, including Josh, saying me and my partner's toy is our best $40 that we've ever spent.
Babe, my little lipstick.
Fake lipstick?
Fake lipstick.
How much is that?
$10.
Yes. It's so easy to do.
She lived a journey. She died.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the other thing.
She lasted a long time and she's seen some things.
I will say, you know what, as well, there are certain toys that you do want to spend a little bit more money if it's going inside you and you want it to be nice and safe.
True.
And I will say also the capitalism of it all, like, let's go back to that, like the rise of like certain websites that are, you know, drop shipping things and it's like made in different countries where there are no regulations and there's no like product testing and batteries are blowing up and it's very scary and not great.
Mm.
So I'm also like, yeah, it's great that there's so many more toys now, but like also, and they were much more accessible and affordable than ever before, but also like be careful with what you spend it on.
Do your research. Do your Googles.
Yeah.
Figure out like what you're buying and why.
And I don't think you have to spend hundreds of dollars, but like do your research and find the brand
and
stuff.
Go into your local, guys, organic. Remember walking into stores? Go into your local. Nah, you miss online.
I don't remember it.
No, but like walk into your local sex store and be like, sup. What do you recommend?
True.
I'm looking for XYZ.
Support your local.
Support your local.
Oh my God, is that like a new thing for us? That's like a, that's kind of fun, a campaign. Support your local sex store. I mean, it's true because they're the experts.
I go into them.
Yeah, I found that when I was first getting into toys, going in there and speaking to someone who does it every day was the nicest experience ever. They normalize it. They made me feel so comfortable.
I pretty much go every Christmas because of like Chris Kringle and I go.
Really?
I go, where's your cheapest vibrator?
You're buying cock rings for people?
Yeah. Because I'm like, it's so on brand.
Yeah.
People think it's funny. It is still a bit of a like funny present, ha ha. But then people go, like last year I did a whole range of butt plugs. And people were like, it was a steal, Santa steal, whatever it's called.
And they wanted to steal the butt plugs?
Oh my God, everyone was like, ha ha, that's so funny. I'm not joking, like I'm going to steal it.
Can I just say if you do that in the office.
You want those butt plugs.
The Secret Santa in the office, or the Kris Kringle, or the Bad Santa at the office, maybe.
Inappropriate.
Don't let HR know.
Get HR on speed dial.
But could be kind of fun.
No, I recommend. Because it's like we've been saying, it has become so normalized, right? Yeah. But I still think there is a little bit of like, I don't know if I would use one, huh? Yeah. Like awkwardness. Yeah. But then people were gunning for my butt plugs at the Christmas party.
Oh, they were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were gunning for it.
Yeah, they go, ha, that's so random.
I'll be taking that. You're coming home with me. All right, I think let's wrap it up here. Thank you so much to everyone who contributed to this episode. This was super fun to talk about and reminisce on our toy use and hear about yours as well. I feel like this is a developing story. So
totally. Keep sending us DMs.
Yeah.
If there is a toy that you feel like we missed and didn't get didn't get the hype it deserved.
Yeah, didn't get its flowers.
Yeah, let us know.
Please do.
And remember, we will have the expert on.
Yes.
Because we are just two girls.
That's right. Okay. All right. Love you.
All right. Bye.